312-644-6767 is the number, just so we can put this to rest there. But there's
people want to know something.
Every other caller and every other texter and everybody I was with at the gym today, let's just get this out of the way. They said, is Steve Stone going to be a part of the conversation when it comes to being Cubs general manager or something else now that there's this opening?
Okay, well, the first thing is, absolutely not. I will not be part of any conversation that includes GM next to the title, and so that's one thing that definitively I can't say. And as far as anything else, I really have no idea. I mean, I don't know what is going to happen. I do know that I have a very nice contract with the Chicago White Sox. I enjoy what I do. I love coming to the ballpark every day. And that being said, you have to entertain anything that's proposed to you. But before you can entertain anything, it has to be proposed to you. So that's that's where we stand at this point. And I think that this is going to be a subject of some discussion somewhere down the road. But, you know, it could very well be that I'm not going to be part of that discussion. And if that's the case, then it's going to be fine. And if it is the case, then we'll deal with it when it happens.
Yeah, I think that people always ask us every time something like this happens, and you've been pretty clear, at least to me. Maybe I'm just not hearing it, but you really have never indicated to me, and we've had people ask this before, Stoney, about, well, general manager. I said, Steve does not want to be the general manager.
No, I can give you 20 people who are much more qualified to be a general manager than I am and probably always were. And at this point, a general manager is a 24/7 job, right. And it's takes a younger man and a man who is willing to spend a great deal of time and understand every aspect of, because the general manager job now is a very big job because you've got the Pacific Rim to deal with, you have the Dominican Republic to deal with, as well as obviously all over this country. You have a lot of money in which is going to be at your disposal if you're with the Chicago Cubs, and you have to know every aspect of scouting, player development, and all the other things that go with it, as well as how the front office works. And there's a lot of people that know how to do those things. They already have that skill set. And they're going to be the guys that are going to be entertained for that job. That being said, there still will be room for a lot of computer people that are not the general manager. And there will be room for a lot of baseball people that are not the general manager. So there's a lot of other jobs that go into making a successful organization. And the thing that I always knew in business, the toughest thing was getting a guy who's secure enough to be able to surround himself with the best minds who are available and have the security to actually listen to them. That was one of the great things about John Schierholz a lot of people didn't understand. He learned his baseball in Baltimore, where a lot of great executives did learn their baseball, but he learned one thing that was even more valuable, and that was the ability to listen to baseball people with as much, if not more, experience than he had, who might have had a dissenting view than what he had. Because if you got somebody who tells you exactly what you think all the time and is afraid to tell you something that you might not find palatable, that's not the guy that you want. You want a dissenting view because there is nobody all-knowing and all-seeing. And the more good baseball people you can surround yourself with, the better the organization is going to be. And by the way, I saw the pictures of the trophy when they held up the 2005 World Series trophy. And the credit will go to the owner of the ball club. I saw Jerry Reinsdorf holding the trophy, and I saw Kenny Williams holding the trophy. And it was going to be the GM who's going to get the credit. And it's going to be a lot of other people behind the scenes who helped them to get there. But unless you have the security as an executive to fill some spots with some people who are really qualified to do them, who might know a little bit more than you in certain areas and less than you in others, then the organization is going to suffer. And the object is surround yourself with the best you can get, and then everybody is better for it.
Now, senior advisor?
A senior, are you addressing me?
Yes. A senior advisor job or something like that be a little bit different.
At this point, it would have to be senior. I mean, let's face it. You guys who are calling me junior are the guys at the home. So, that would a senior advisor, well, certainly it's something to entertain. And, that's in my job as a broadcaster, I spend a lot of time talking with managers and general managers of other teams and talking with most all the players from the other teams. I've always enjoyed that, and it's something that I've just done as a matter of course in close to my 30 years as a broadcaster. So I've got a pretty good handle on just exactly who are the guys that really can help you win and who are the guys you just as soon send to the team you're competing against that they think can help them win. And I think that's really important when you put together a team. One of the things about Wrigley Field that I think a lot of people don't understand, guys, is that it is the most difficult place to assemble a baseball team for a number of different reasons, day game being only one of them. But the effect on the baseball because of the low stands and the difference in baseball in April and May and in June and July and all the other months around, that's really important. And you have to have a certain amount of speed. And for some reason, and I don't know what this reason is, they don't seem to get the idea that you have to have a balanced lineup with enough left-handers to make a difference. And that's something they haven't had in 30-some-odd years. And, you know, they've been good. They just haven't been good enough.
That's part of the history book that Tom Ricketts gives every Cubs oh, draft
man.
Pick to. All right, Steve, thanks. We look forward to next Friday.
Boys, take care. And who knows what's going to happen next Friday. This one was exciting enough.
There you go. All right, senior advisor.
Take care.
See
bye.
Ya.